Cynthia, Dan, Dick, welcome back.
Good afternoon.
Good to be here.
Hi, Keith.
So, candidate Cutler, who has once again been accused by some of being a spoiler in the governor's race, has a video on his website recorded at a recent event in which he makes a deal with a young supporter who raised the spoiler question to him. And here's that clip.
If on the day before the election or the morning you have to go vote, if you don't think I can win, vote for someone else. But if everyone in Maine who thinks that I'd be the best governor sticks with me, helps me, goes forward with me, we're going to win in a walk.
Dick, what does this really mean? Is he giving license to supporters to vote for Mike Michoud based on late polling around election time?
Well, we're dealing with a world now where there are very often three or more candidates in a race. And without something like ranked choice voting or an open primary process, there can be times when people want to vote strategically. And so I think he's opening up that notion that people can and perhaps should make strategic votes when you get to Election Day. But with us 6 months away from Election Day, our primary responsibility ought to be to look at the candidates and think about which candidates would be the best person to become our next governor.
Cynthia, how do you see it?
Well, I would agree that what Elliot Cutler's trying to do is get people to focus on something other than the fact that he is the spoiler in this race and to instead hear what he has to say about the issues and his platform. So, but there's no avoiding it. I mean, it is the, I think, predominant issue on the minds of most voters. And I think the polls showing him continually, lagging behind makes it clear that, he's going to have a difficult road to hoe.
Dan, is candidate Cutler strategically wise to address the spoiler issue this way?
Yeah, I think he gets the question all the time, and it's perfectly appropriate for him to address it. He's going to hear this quote come back to him if it's a vibrant three-way race towards the end. I wouldn't be surprised if that quote, taken out of context, is used by the Michoud campaign as a television ad, reminding voters that there is strategic choice in their selection on the ballot in 2014. I think Elliot Cutler, though, has every right to run as an independent, every right to be on the ballot, be a part of the debates, and but he has a high bar. He has to convince people that he's viable and has a chance to win, and he's gonna make up a lot of ground in the next several months.
As indicated by another poll, which kind of reflected a previous poll showing Michoud and LePage in a dead heat at this stage at around 36% each, and Cutler third with just 18%. Dick, how does Cutler change those numbers in the next 6 months?
Well, I think the first thing to say about polls, this particular poll, is that we're looking at something that is 6 months away from the election before there's been a single debate between the candidates, before there's been TV ads, before there's been any statewide marketing really of any kind. While I think this may well reflect the question, if the election were held tomorrow, how would it come out? I don't think it reflects a lot about what things are going to look like come November.
I think there was an 8% undecided, which the pollster noted was kind of low at this stage. Cynthia?
I think what the poll reinforces is that women are going to decide whether Paula Page gets reelected. Although the total number of undecided votes was 8%, 12% of women are undecided, and women care more about the Medicaid expansion issue. Women, I think, are more likely to vote for Mike Michoud, according to all the polls. So this poll reinforces that women in the first congressional district are going to decide whether Paula Page is reelected. And Elliot Cutler and Mike Michoud, they are very similar on a lot of issues. And so it's going to be difficult for Cutler to replay this narrative about polarization and sort of giving balanced treatment to what is clearly an unbalanced phenomena with the Republican Party.
Dan, is it too early to put anything into polls?
I think it is too early to suggest that Elliot Cutler, who, history shows, caught on and came on big in the end in 2010. So there is certainly plenty of time to make up ground. The challenge for Cutler is, again, getting over that high bar and convincing people that he has a reason for to be in the race, and that he, you know, speaks to their issues, and just wanting to be governor and coming in close last time is, you know, he needs to be more than that to people.
Keith, I was in a coffee shop the other day and talking with somebody who, you know, asked them who they were voting for. They said Mike Michoud. And I asked, well, you know, if you thought Elliot Cutler could win, would you consider voting for him? And the answer was in a heartbeat. So, you know, I think there's a lot of people in that situation out there that, you know, once more statewide marketing happens, this thing is going to change a lot.
I would just suggest that most people would have preferred Elliot Cutler running in a primary against Michoud.
He's not in a party.
Dan?
Elliot Cutler closed really close to Paula Page in 2010. And a lot of those voters that came to him late weren't necessarily his voters, but were voters who wanted to stop LePage from getting elected. And if they were, they'd be with him today. So he's got a lot of ground to make up with those voters, and he's got several months to do it, but he's got to get cracking.
All right. Cynthia, Dan, Dick, see you next week.
Thanks
a
lot.
Thank you.